Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tapped Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August the 10th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 4.5 cents at 618.5. That was about 9.5 cents off the highs. September wheat up 18.25 cents, 799.75. That was 8.75 cents off the highs. And November beans down a penny, 14.27¾. That was about 27 cents off its highs. August beans closed down 4.5 cents. That was 42 off its highs. September down 3.25. It got down, it broke as much as 57 cents off its highs. I haven't seen anything in particular which broke the beans. The oil rallied over 2.3 cents. But the meal broke $15 here, actually more than that, $17. It looked like maybe somebody changed the weather forecast. I checked the forecast a few minutes ago, and it looked like a little bit more rain in Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. So that may have played into the sell-off during the day here today. No key reversals, spike down on the charts. Don't look particularly great out there, but you know, it was really kind of a wild day. We had the CPI numbers this morning. The dollar closed down 117 ticks. So that was supportive of the grains. The bonds were better part of almost 2 points higher. They broke, about 2.5 points off their highs at one point here. The Dow Jones was up about 600 points. It's only up about 423 now. So the knee-jerk reaction of the CPI has certainly backed off. Crude oil rallied $4, more than $4 a barrel here. It rallied $4.50 a barrel. So there was a lot of volatility out here today. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 400 wheat, 525 on the corn, 650 on the beans. We didn't, like I said, make any key reversals. The August beans did make a contract high, but then settled lower on the day, but not a key reversal. You know, I still think the market's trying to wait for the WASDE report on Friday. They want to see if there's going to be any problems in Ukraine or in Taiwan. And these things are holding over the market. Plus, now there's been more talk about people being more and more concerned with the nuclear plant in Ukraine. Obviously, there's warfare going on around the nuclear plant. We know that there was a missile that hit near it. It broke a lot of windows, shut down one of the reactors, but certainly not a direct hit. Now, these plants are built to withstand a 737 jet from being launched into it. But there's some concern with the safe systems. If there's more shooting around the plant, that the systems could give way, causing a possible meltdown like Chernobyl. So the world is concerned about it, and rightly so. Neither Russia nor Ukraine wants a Chernobyl meltdown there. But I think that's in the back of people's minds here. And nobody wants to get too extended. We haven't seen huge fund activity in these markets. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedge.